We love the fact that you come to WSHU with an open mind and an open heart. I'm WSHU music host Laura Enrico. At WSHU Public Radio, we have a strong, caring partnership with our listeners, one that helps all of us stay inspired with glorious music and regional arts coverage. Can you think of another time when we've needed classical music more? We're expanding our world together. Thank you for your financial support. It means more than you'll ever know.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture updates from around the Long Island Sound. An effort by Connecticut lawmakers to expand the state's vaccine policy has triggered opposition from Republicans. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state needs more time to slash greenhouse gas emissions. Plus, Connecticut energy regulators approved an $86 million rate hike for Yankee Gas. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. An effort by Connecticut lawmakers to expand the state's vaccine policy has triggered opposition from Republicans and thousands of state residents. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The two bills being considered would expand the state's Department of Public Health's ability to set and implement immunization recommendations in the wake of recent changes to federal vaccine policy by the Trump administration. Vincent Candelora is the House Republican leader. At a Health Committee public hearing, he expressed concern that the bills would further limit the ability of individuals to get medical exemptions.
You have parents and families that are outraged because they feel that they are trapped on an island. We've excluded these individuals from schools, and we never went back and committed to fixing the medical exemption.
One of the bills creates a pilot vaccine program for children and seeks to allow religious exemptions for school immunizations. More than 2,000 people signed up to speak at the day-long hearing, prompting lawmakers to cut off in-person testimony by midnight, a move opposed by the Republicans. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state needs more time to slash greenhouse gas emissions. John Campbell reports.
The governor's comments at an event with the news site Politico marked her clearest stance yet on the climate law, which requires the state to cut its emissions 40% by 2030. She says it would cost too much to meet that timeline, and lawmakers should push it back.
So do you want to give ourselves some breathing room, or do you want to impose those costs on your crews? That's not hypothetical. That's me following the law if a judge tells me I have to do that. So that's the world I'm in.
The governor's been hinting for weeks that she wants changes to the law. That puts her at odds with some key Democrats who want to keep it in place. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut energy regulators approved an $86 million rate hike for Yankee Gas, owned by Eversource. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports it's the third time in 2 weeks that regulators have sided with the state's largest energy companies.
The rate hike isn't huge. The company had wanted more than twice what regulators eventually gave them. But it's $4 million more than the rates regulators agreed on in November. It works out to about $15 a month more on the average resident's gas bill. Attorney General William Tong called it Christmas for executives in Connecticut. It comes less than 2 weeks after regulators approved a similar rate hike for UI, the state's other largest energy company. Then regulators reversed course and said they'd allow Eversource to sell Aquarion, the region's largest water company, to a New Haven-based water authority. Critics say that would lead to even bigger rate hikes. Connecticut Senate Republicans are spearheading a bill to try to block that sale. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
After years of delays, more than 150,000 Connecticut residents have had low-level criminal convictions erased from their record. More on that soon.
WSHU, the station you know, trust, and count on, is more relevant than ever. I'm WSHU News Director Terry Sheridan. Your support has enabled us to deliver what you need at a moment's notice, wherever you happen to be. We can tell stories that really matter, connecting facts and revealing the truths you need. Thank you for listening and supporting WSHU Public Radio. We're expanding our world together.
A Bridgeport cop having a mild anxiety attack took the ambulance meant for the police shooting victim, Dyshawn Best. Now she is on unrelated administrative leave. The public and family of Best held a protest on Tuesday night after the release of the investigator general's report. The police department said the circumstances leading to Best's death will be investigated by internal affairs and will not release the reason for the officer's absence. A Long Island bus driver has been accused of sexually assaulting two young children for years. According to police, the abuse took place at a home in North Bay Shore, where his family member worked as child care. He has been charged with two counts of first-degree sexual assault and has pleaded not guilty. An Osborne Correctional Prison staffer was injured in a high-voltage electrical malfunction and was later hospitalized. The electrical shortage caused the facility to lose power and was temporarily powered by an emergency generator. The prison went on lockdown, and the firefighters have surveyed the building, deeming it safe. After years of delays, more than 150,000 Connecticut residents have had low-level criminal convictions erased from their record. I took a look at the road to full implementation of the state's Clean Slate Law. Connecticut passed its Clean Slate Law in 2021. It was supposed to automatically erase misdemeanors after 7 years and certain low-class felonies after 10 years. The law was championed by people who said their records were keeping them from integrating back into society.
I've been carrying this record for years, and I mean like carrying it. Like weight on your chest that never lets up. Every job application, every interview, and every time. No matter how many years have passed, no matter how hard I worked, no matter how much of a life I built differently.
That's Miss Smith. She asked that we don't use her full name for this story. She was eligible to have her record erased under the state's Clean Slate Law, but she's one of many who waited longer than expected. After the law passed in 2021, erasures were supposed to start at the beginning of 2023, but the rollout was slow going. State officials say the computers they were working with were old and the work was tedious. Ronell Higgins, who leads the State Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, called it
perhaps one of the most difficult IT projects in the history of the state of Connecticut.
The delays sowed doubt among the people who were supposed to benefit from the law. Many had already been weary of the justice system and now felt like they were being forgotten. But Rodney Moore, who leads the legal team with Congregations Organized for a New Connecticut, says the governor's office worked with them to finally get it across the finish line.
Our governor stood beside us, making sure that whatever we needed, he had his administration work with on.
Despite the delays, Connecticut's Clean Slate Law is still among the most progressive in the nation. Governor Ned Lamont celebrated with advocates on Wednesday afternoon. He directed many of his remarks to Smith, who stood to his left.
I'll never forget what you just said. I'm not a woman with a record. I'm a woman with hope and opportunity in the future. And that's what we're doing here today.
Smith says she recently went on her first job interview post-erasure.
I walked in with my head held high, knowing that my record was not going to be a barrier. I cannot tell you what that felt like. To sit up straight in a chair, to answer every question with confidence, to walk out of that building feeling like I was a whole person. Clean slate just didn't clear my record. It gave me back my dignity. Yeah. Sorry. It gave me back my future.
Now, advocates say they're focused on making sure people can see whether or not their record has been erased. Officials with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection say they hope to have a, quote, simple system set up by the end of the year. Molly Ingram, WSHU News. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org or with our free WSHU app. I'm Molly Ingram, in for Sabrina Garone. I hope you had a great day.